obviously a hard-fought win. I thought in the first half we struggled a little bit with our defensive shape in some moments, and our when we were in a zone, in a 5-3-2 zone, I thought our outside midfielders were a bit too narrow at times, and we couldn't close down their fullbacks on switches. We fixed that in the second half, and I thought it was a lot better. They're obviously very, very dangerous on set pieces. We knew that coming in. They scored 3 times against Halifax in the last game, so that was always going to be a challenge, and they got one in late, but we were able to hold on and enjoy this win that was a long time coming. Well, just like we didn't overreact after our 2 losses, we're not going to overreact after this win. It's going to be business as usual. We're going to enjoy it tonight, and then tomorrow we're getting ready for the next one. It's a long process. We know that, and just as important as results are for us in the short term, you know, developing players and making sure that players are growing and that we look better weekly is also just as important. So. Yes, it feels good, but it's just one game and we move on.
Also, the pressure on the final leg of Calgary, did it make you doubt about winning this game, or how did it change your mentality towards that?
Well, the momentum, right? I mean, they scored, it was about 5 minutes left plus stoppage time, so it was always going to be difficult because they're hitting everything in the box, and like I said, they're dangerous on set pieces, but I thought we did pretty well in those moments to hold on.
Great second goal.
Thank you.
Maybe you can just walk us through how
did
it sort of
unfold? It was more about my coach. The first one I had, I was kind of like a little slow in dribbling up, and then he told me second one, he's like, you got to go. And I don't know, I got this ball and then I dribbled and then wound up and shot. But
it was me.
Yeah, I'll give you credit for that.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yes, because it was because of him. Yeah, it was. I mean, we haven't won a game, and it was like refreshing and being 2-0 up, and like we needed it. And it was. He also told us to keep going and keep fighting. Yeah. Oh yeah, we gotta like show the Toronto flag. Yes, Toronto.
Yes. Just what did it mean for you to see
all
those fans standing in there, supporting me whether the rain or not?
Yeah, it means a lot because like even with the rain, they came out and supported. They didn't have to, like it was freezing, it was cold, and it was like a little motivating for us when we saw them and they were cheering us on. So that helped a lot.
First of all, congratulations on the first win.
Thank you.
I know you guys talked about the camaraderie in the group, the rest of it. So, to Nikki and to Esther, have you guys had a friendly chat with Victoria about that? What's up with that?
She'll get the next one.
Yeah.
For sure. And outside of that as well, I noticed you guys did have to dig in deep to make sure you guys saw out the match. I guess it's more for yourself, coach. In regards to that, do you have any other things you'll be looking at to make sure you guys close out matches? A little bit less stress for the fans?
and for us, for the coaching staff as well. Yeah, I mean, we're going to work on that definitely. We didn't have leads like this in the first 2 games, so this is something new for us, obviously. There was one moment where we had a free kick out wide, and it was 87th minute, and we weren't quite sure what to do with it. We committed some players forward and then ended up playing short and losing the ball. So those types of moments we gotta clean up. But like momentum is a funny thing, right? It's you know, a team scores and you know they become even more alive. So you just have to hold on in those moments.
I think it's just a testament to how hard we worked in the preseason. like I've said in other press conferences, like, we're still working on our chemistry, and you can see today that it's finally clicking, and throughout the season, it's gonna, you're gonna see more and more goals, just like that.
It feels pretty good, amazing. But obviously not just for me, for the team, you know, because we've literally been seeking for this W, you know, and it's finally here.
Mark, maybe just one for you as well. Obviously, these two offering a great deal throughout this group, and I think with a lot of ones against the opposition, just in terms of how it factored into sort of build up play and build up the back, what do these two offer you?
Well, they offer many different things. They're different, obviously. Esther, I mean, you saw the finishing quality, and that we know she has. She scored another goal the last game as well. That wasn't counted. That was onside. She gives us that presence back to goal when we're in trouble, when we need to play direct. She's there to secure the ball for us, but she can also run in behind and if there's on 1v1. With Nikki, I thought Nikki did so much off the ball, won so many duels, got her foot on so many balls today. So she was impactful both ways, defensively and offensively. So, yeah, two exciting players, and I'm really happy to have them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the win, the first ever win of the team. And I wanted to ask you, Marco, in the first two games, we saw a very consistent lineup, and then we switched up.
We believe in all our players. There was always going to be rotation because we played Sunday and Thursday and we traveled, so there was always going to be changes regardless of the score on Sunday. This was, you know, new players came in, they performed really well. I thought Croy and Ashley played well. Kaylee was impactful again as a starter. It worked out, but it's not. We didn't change the lineup because of the loss. I really believe in our roster. I think there's so much depth, and anyone that steps on will be more than good enough to get the result.
Yeah, Coach, 3-5 question for the right three people at the here. And the beginning of the game, the spacing didn't seem like it was the same. So this question is for you. What were you feeling in the early part of the game?
Are you talking about defensively or offensively? Offensively, we saw different pictures that we did in the first few games because they stepped a little higher on our goal kicks and generally they pressed us a little bit higher. So the spaces that we needed to attack were a little different than in the first few games. I thought we did a pretty good job of sometimes skipping the midfield and going into our front two because our formation was slightly different than it was in the first two games. We played a 3-5-2 versus a 3-4-3. I thought offensively it was pretty good. I thought we used the spaces that we needed to use. I thought the problem was more on the defensive side of the ball, if I'm honest. But yeah, that's just my opinion.
Did you feel it coming along?
Yeah, I knew eventually like we're gonna score goals, especially because me and Nikki, we had like a couple of times where we connected, and I just knew it was like a matter of time, and we're gonna find the back of the net.
Obviously, it's a credit to my teammates being around me, telling me to go, and yeah, just giving my 100% and whatever I could do to get on the ball, I'd get on the ball and try to help my team go forward.
Yeah, last question.
Obviously, this was the first time you played. To ask you guys, what was the perspective like coming from EMO to Ottawa to this
obviously the stadium, like crowd wise, is much smaller, but nonetheless, like, our fans came out and supported us. Obviously we played on turf last week, and this turf was kind of different too, and like, it was raining, so the conditions were different. So yeah, it just feels good to be home, and I feel like going forward, we're gonna be really confident here.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.